This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I'm not scared of a lot of things. You know, I'm a pretty tough cookie. I mean, I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of being told I have cancer when it was something I could have dealt with years ago. I'm not scared of cancer. I'm just scared of being told, Dahlia, you were having this issue 10 years ago. Why couldn't, you know, I could have done something then. That I'm afraid of. Sometimes afraid of the in-laws, but, you know, what? Okay, maybe I am afraid of a lot of stuff. But one thing on top of that list that I am fearful of is my kids later saying I'm incompetent or demented and putting me in a home when I'm like, no, I'm fine. Leave me alone. Believe me. And then they get me all worked up, because my kids know how to work me up. They know how to get me yelling. You know? Now they'll do something, and I'm like, all right, stop it. And they'll keep fighting, I'm like, stop it. And I'm also like, oh my gosh, please stop it! Blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I do, see, and that's what they're going to catch. Now that everybody has smartphones and videos, they're going to catch that. Ah! Right? And so my biggest fear is the kids already have the footage. They have the footage of me already yelling. Oh, I got so mad. Okay, can I just, before I go further, let me tell you, okay. So my son wants to be a lifeguard. Okay, and my husband wants him to be a lifeguard too, because he was a lifeguard. I'm like, okay, that's a good summer job, but what about skin cancer and the heat and heat illness? And, I mean, it's kind of scary, you know. No, they get to be under an umbrella and all that. I'm like, all right, so he went to lifeguard school. He got his lifeguard license or credentials. He got a job right away as a lifeguard. So he had his first shift as a lifeguard, and he burned to a crisp. There was no umbrella, and it was at one of the major casinos, hotels. No umbrella for the lifeguard. He had to sit under a bunch of towels. He used up all the sunscreen, the whole bottle, in a 10-hour shift. And so I lost it. And I have a feeling somebody caught that on video. I'm like, why did you... Didn't you check? Didn't you see? You know, why? So I was pretty upset. So anyway, I have a good feeling that my kids are going to one day be fed up and they are going to say I am incompetent and want to put me away. And it's a fear I have. Well, unfortunately, it's a fear that Buzz Aldrin is going through right now. Buzz Aldrin is 88 years old, right? He was what, the second man to walk on the moon? I have to double check. And unfortunately, he's had to file a lawsuit in Florida against two of his three children, as well as his business manager. Now, we'll tell you what's going on here. Former astronaut, U.S. Air Force pilot, Aldrin. Yeah, he did become the second man to walk on the moon. That was back in 1969. He received honors including the Distinguished Flying Cross and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And apparently, in retirement, he has spent his time advocating for space exploration and the idea of building human settlements on Mars. I disagree with him on that, but still, he's pretty cool. Now, Aldrin told the Wall Street Journal that two of his three children, Andrew and Janice, 60 and 51 respectively, had petitioned the Florida State Court to appoint them as co-guardians in May, giving them the power to control his finances and business dealings. According to Aldrin, the reasons for the legal request was based on his being, quote, in cognitive decline and experiencing paranoia and confusion. Now, on one end, you're like, okay, these kids, okay, oh my gosh, they're pieces of work. But here's the other side. Court documents state that Andrew and Janice believe their father was affiliating himself with people who seemed to be trying to manipulate him, and asked that Aldrin submit to an examination of his competency by multiple court-appointed mental health specialists. Aldrin denied those claims and on June 7th filed a lawsuit of his own in Florida, naming all three, including his business manager, as defendants. And so his lawsuit accuses them of elder abuse, converting his property for their own use, and unjustly enriching themselves at his expense. Aldrin also accused his daughter Janice of conspiracy and breach of fiduciary duty. Many of you with law backgrounds will know what the heck that means. So, what we have here is the kids think that he's spending his money inappropriately, that he's being duped by others, yet Aldrin says his kids during the last 2 years have moved $500,000 from his personal savings into account to Buzz Aldrin Enterprises and ShareSpace Foundation accounts so they could use the money. Now, this is some tricky stuff. He is scheduled for a new mental health examination on June 26th and 27th. He appears he's going to pass the flying colors. But this is something that, unfortunately, is a topic that's all too common. We don't see it in the news. All right? And where we see this a lot is, and again, they go into what the salaries are of the kids. Apparently they have like $153,000 salaries. They do first class price. So, you know, maybe they are living off of the dad's money. But one concern that a lot of us have is when we have a family member who is widowed or widowered and goes out to start dating. That's been something that seems to be, I've had listeners write me on this, has been a real source of contention, real hot button. In my family, so when my dad died, my mom was poor. So I don't care who dates my mom, they're not going to get any money because we don't have any money. All right? There was no will, there was no life insurance, there was no money to bury my dad. So Corey and I came up with it, but so there's no money. So whoever is dating my mom, I doubt they're scamming her because she doesn't have anything. Yet we have other family members who do have money. Not in my family, but in-laws. And so it's always a concern that, you know, could somebody be, you know, attracted to them or whatever, or possibly spend their money. Now, if somebody is competent, they can do whatever the heck they want. If they want to, you know, marry a 25-year-old and, you know, go off to Mars, they could do that. So that gets tricky when it's a family fortune. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. All right, so this is interesting. Retailers are going to experiment with blue lights to deter drug use. Now, how could blue-colored bulbs in the restroom work? Well, blue lights can hide veins. If it's more difficult for you to see your veins, it's going to be harder for you to inject heroin and other drugs in the privacy of the toilet. They say it's an idea that's been around for years, but now it's getting a fresh look as a result of the nation's opioid epidemic. According to Reed Hayes, a University of Florida researcher and director of Loss Prevention Research Council, a retail industry supporter group, he says the hardcore opiate user still wants to be accurate. They want to make sure that the needle goes in the right spot. The purpose of the blue light is to disrupt that process and force people to go somewhere else to take drugs. Now, it's a good idea, but then somebody could just go outside, but I get that. I get that. It's, you know, people want privacy. It's just, you have to understand addiction. If somebody's addicted to something, all right, and they can't do it in one location, they'll do it in another. You just find, you know, ways to do it. They say Turkey Hill Mini Markets, a 260-store chain based in Lancaster, is one of two convenience store chains and a supermarket chain working with the Loss Prevention Group to field test the blue bulbs. Hayes, whose group devises methods to combat theft and violent crime at stores, said the study is still in its infancy, that initial feedback from stores that have been using them have been positive. So earlier studies have questioned it, saying with people who use opioids telling researchers they'll shoot up in the blue light if it meant avoiding withdrawal symptoms. But public health experts opposed to practice, saying blue lights make people more likely to hurt themselves and stigmatize those in the grips of addiction. I mean, here's the thing. I think a business has a right to protect themselves. And if they don't want to attract people who are shooting up, who could pass out and possibly die on their premises, I think that business has a right to install the blue lights if they think it'll help. I'm okay with that. But if you're doing it to help the opioid crisis, I don't think you should claim that. See, where I have a problem with this is, be honest. If there's selfish reasons for you to do something, be honest. You know, many business owners will commend you for having the cojones to say what needs to be said. You don't want somebody overdosing and dying on your property. That's fine. That's okay. All right? You know, you're not going to be brutalized. Well, you may be brutalized in the media. But, you know, you do have a right to defend yourselves. It's a very, very different time now where media can, you know, make you look like a bad person and not even allow your day in court. But if you're going to be trying to do this blue light thing to claim this is how you are going to help stop the opioid crisis, now. Because if somebody's going into withdrawal, they're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, shoot where they need to shoot. So, they say many times the patrons realize they can't get into the bathroom. The manager opens it up and they find somebody, they're dead. So, you know, I think somebody else could say, well, then if convenience stores are, you know, big places for this, stock a bunch of naloxone, make sure you have somebody on staff that can, you know, administer it. And that doesn't help. It's, you know, there was a study that came out a year ago saying 15% of people who need naloxone end up dead in a year because they still continue their opiate use. Another study came out that I believe said 10%. So still, we have high numbers of people not living longer than a year because, you know, they're addicted. So giving naloxone, that may help them from dying that day. But if somebody's addicted to narcotics, they're addicted to narcotics. So I think it's interesting with the blue lights, but now, they say some healthcare experts are encouraging interventions that don't involve blue lights in your store. They say installation of needle disposal containers, that can help protect store employees, that's a good idea, and the public and people who use drugs. Stall doors could swing outward and make it easier to reach someone who has overdosed and is in the need of medical help. So a lot of bathroom doors go inward. And the reason why is, if you, like me, I'm in a hurry. So after I go, I run out of the bathroom. That door will smack somebody, and then the store owner could, you know. So they're saying, well, you can move. But most companies are not going to want to change the doors. If you push it inward, you're less likely to hurt other people. So I think, you know, installation of needle disposal containers would help. But we have people very, very highly addicted. In that particular city, they said overdose deaths fueled by fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, surged more than 30% to 1,200. Now, speaking of which, kids are getting exposed. at very high rates. They're saying here that kids' exposure to addiction drug rose 215% in the last 3 years, according to CNN. Now, 11,200 calls concerning kids' exposure to buprenorphine, which is an opioid medication used to treat opioid use disorder. That was made to U.S. poison control centers. And that makes sense. The more the family has a drug, you know, in the house, then the more common something is, and the more common, you know, kids are going to, you know, be accidentally ingesting it. So 11,000 calls came in from the year 2007 to the 2016. 86% of the exposures were children below the age of 6, and 90% of the exposures were unintentional. You never prescribe it to a kid under 6 because it has significant risk to them. That's according to Henry Spiller from the Central Ohio Poison Center. They said, we're not sure why it stands out so much. Maybe the parents who have this think it's not risky than other opiates, so they don't hide them as much. So apparently kids are getting access to these opioid drug medications. Now, among these 11,275 children exposed, they say overall rates have been increasing. And they say that this isn't the first time we've seen this. You know, these kids, it's frustrating. You know, some adolescents are also taking these medications. And they say adolescents make up about 11% of these exposures. And 77% of these are intentional. 12% were suicides. But the others were, maybe they thought that that would help give them a high. If they can't get access to the actual drug, what about the drug that's supposed to help wean symptoms? More than 25% use this buprenorphine with another substance. So what is surprising researchers is that adolescents or teens are actually taking these medications for abuse. I mean, look at what's happening here. We're having people taking medications to treat addiction to, you know, for abuse. We're having kids vape who were never going to smoke, now vaping. You know, people want to get high. They just do. They want to escape. They want to feel different. And the reason why it happens in the teenage years is because the teenage years stink. You know, the worst period of my life was as a teenager. I think most of us feel that way. You know, we've had deaths in the family and assaults and all sorts of stuff happened to us. At teenage, that was the worst. And so it's no wonder a lot of people want to escape. Or they want kids to like them. Or they want to pass the time. A lot of them want to pass the time. I mean, how many times are these kids, you know, told, look, when you're out of school, you'll get to do what you want, or you'll get to move out, or it'll all get better after high school. So these kids want to pass the time and get through high, you know, get through. You know, parents will say, gosh, my kid sleeps all the time. Well, sleeping all the time could be a sign of depression. And a child will maybe like, oh, man, I got to just get through this week. And so they'll go to bed and they'll sleep. I did. I would stay in bed as long as I could, you know, because I didn't want to do anything during the day. I wasn't depressed. I just hated, you know, I hated my life as a teenager. If there's not going to be anything fun and you're bored, I'll just go to sleep. So these kids, it's no surprise that they're going to these medications. Unfortunately, you also see people, unfortunately, use them for suicide. So the authors expect that with 2.1 million people in the United States have an opioid use disorder, 11.5 million misusing opioids, the number of children who are exposed to opioids or the buprenorphine to combat it are going to rise. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is tweeting his solution to the contentious immigration issue. People must simply be stopped at the border and told they cannot come into the U.S. illegally, he tweeted. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat, says the president is using a tragic situation to play to his supporters.
It's wrong to separate babies, to use cruel, inhumane policies in order to gin up your political base. And it seems like it's working.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona says this should not be a long-term campaign issue.
These are areas where we understand it's a complex issue, and just the kind of rhetoric about people being soft on the border or soft on crime, you know, that only goes so far.
Both lawmakers were on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't eat lobster. It looks yummy, though. And with kosher, you're not supposed to eat shellfish. Well, because years ago, or biblical times, if you didn't cook fish well, that dorsal vein would be pretty poisonous. And so people who would eat shellfish could die. And there's poisoning, cigarette poisoning, I have to pronounce it correctly, that people can get from eating shellfish, especially raw. So if you don't cook it right, you would die. And so I believe there was some scientific basis for some of these rules of kashrut. But for those people that do eat cooked lobster, damn, they look like they love it. Especially red lobster, right? Red lobster for the seafood lover and you. Oh, my gosh, you guys look like you love the red lobster. It's dripping with butter and so yummy. But one question scientists have is, how come lobsters live so long? I'm looking at a picture right now of a 22-pound lobster named Louie. In 2017, People thought he was about 132 years old. He was pardoned after spending 20 years at a seafood restaurant in Island Park, New York. He was later deposited in nearby coastal waters, complete with a ceremonial send-off. And the story had received this huge Twitter following about the longevities of crustaceans. And crustaceans have been delicacies in the United States, but only since the mid-19th century. So some people think lobsters may be immortal. Well, they're not immortal, but they do have these telomeres, which are what you do too. They're the structures on the end of the chromosome, kind of like shoelace ends, that are constantly being repaired in lobsters. So when human cells divide, these little telomeres, these little shoestring, shoelace end sort of things, they become shorter. The telomeres protect the DNA in our cells. These degrade when the telomere gets shortened. But in lobsters, the telomeres still retain their ability to protect the DNA. So they're not immortal, but they have this enzyme called telomerase that repairs the DNA copy errors. It's active throughout most of their life, whereas with us, it's active in early life. So having this telomerase or telomerase means that the cells made after 10 million copies of the original DNA are as good as the 10th copy or the 100th copy. So lobsters get larger and larger, and they technically don't really have a full-grown size. They say their unrestricted growth ultimately ends the lengthy lifespan of the lobster. They says the size is actually what eventually does them in, because it gets too energetically expensive to grow a new skeleton after molting the old one. Or they get too big to support their bodies during the skeleton less time between shedding. So that's their Achilles heel. They keep growing and growing and growing, and then they have to shed their, you know, shell, and they can't regrow a new one. And that's when we finally see them die. They go through a molting. Now, they say the lobster population off the East Coast has increased dramatically since the late 1980s. Why? Because maybe the shifting water. And there's been a lot of activity in the Gulf of Maine. There's been a record 127.8 million pounds harvested in 2013. Apparently now, fishing is going crazy up there. They think the higher sea surface temperatures are conducive to females laying more eggs. That's true. I'm not going to lay an egg if it's cold. So you better warm the place up. And at a faster rate after molting or shedding begins by early July. The warmer waters in the into the mid-50s. Yeah, women, females really, really like the temperature being just right. So there you go. Lobsters are not immortal. Okay, does that, you know, make sense? Good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, let's make us immortal. Well, we can't. However, researchers say if you drink 4 cups a day, it's going to help. Now, I am sick and tired of hearing coffee in the news. But one thing I have to say is there's a consensus that it's not just one cup of coffee that keeps us healthy. It's multiple. So in this latest study, we're being told in Plus Biology that the optimum amount of coffee intake that will take for a healthy heart is 4 cups a day. So, one, they find that coffee decreases the risk of heart disease. It boosts heart cell activity, and researchers at Sung Kwang Kwan University of South Korea found that regular coffee drinkers have less risk of heart disease. The study led by Dr. Yuni Chow screened over 25,000 men and women, found those who consumed coffee 3 to 5 cups a day were less likely to see a prevalence of coronary artery calcium or early signs of heart disease. See, my father dropped dead of a heart attack, and he loved coffee. But did he drink 4 cups? He might have only drunk 2 to 3. And he liked cream and sugar, so that could have been a problem. They also find that coffee reduces risk of colon cancer. This was a study out of USC. Coffee can reduce the odds of developing colorectal cancer by 26%. And that's just if you're a casual coffee drinker. For those who drink 2.5 cups of coffee, the risk of cancer decreases up to 50%. Even if you drink decaf. Now, Alzheimer's. There have been a lot of studies saying caffeine can protect you against dementia and Alzheimer's. They say not only does caffeine offer short-term stimulating effects on the central nervous system, but researchers are beginning to study the long-term impacts on cognition. One study in Portugal found that coffee drinkers have up to a 65% lower risk of getting Alzheimer's. Why? We don't know. Is it the anti-inflammatory? Is it the caffeine? Is it the increase in blood flow? We don't know. They also say that coffee protects the liver. They say coffee might, this is a big capital M on this one, might increase the damage that alcohol did the night before. Now, hepatitis, fatty liver disease, chronic alcoholism, that can all lead to cirrhosis and scar the liver. But several studies found in Italy and the U.S. that if you drink four or more cups a day, you had an 80% lower risk of cirrhosis, especially the type of cirrhosis or scarring of the liver that you get with alcohol. So, it's a stimulant. And true, if you have high blood pressure, we don't want you over-drinking coffee. We'll be on you like, you know, I don't know, bees on honey, whatever the phrase is. But in terms of your, shall we say, overall heart health, if your blood pressure is not increasing your coffee, or if decaf even offers some of these benefits. See, here's the thing. Most of these studies do not involve decaf. Maybe one or two do, but that's it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man's throat began to rot. Why? Because he mistakenly swallowed a bleach tablet. He thought the bleach tablet was a painkiller. He's 65 years old. He was suffering with an intense headache, and he reached for pills by his kitchen sink. He thought he was picking up Tylenol or paracetamol. According to Fox News, paracetamol is the Tylenol acetaminophen equivalent in Europe. He swallowed the tablet, felt an immediate burning sensation in his throat and mouth, followed by severe coughing. He was able to cough out part of the tablet, but he still required urgent medical attention because that'll eat through the esophagus. So he arrived at the emergency room at Geneva University Hospital in Switzerland an hour after he swallowed the bleach. He was kept in observation for 6 hours. He had a lot of pain. And so they ended up finding it, taking it out. And from what we understand, he actually went into a coma. He said, I got out of a coma weeks later. Everyone told me I came back from a long way. I know I had fought a survival battle, but I wanted to live. So basically his voice box started to rot. Excess fluid collected in his voice box. He was unable to breathe on his own. Doctor said to perform a tracheotomy to open up the windpipe. He was in intensive care, and then he began to eat, and now they expect him to make a full recovery. So what's the moral of this story? Please, for the love of the Lord, don't buy bleach tablets or buy anything that looks like a pill, okay? And keep Tylenol in its bottle. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've reached a medical milestone. U.S. health regulators has approved today the first prescription drug made from marijuana. Although I thought Marinol was also, but I guess this is the first drug that we can use for seizures. They hope this will spur more research into drugs that remain illegal under federal law, despite growing legalization for recreational and medicinal use. So the FDA approved the medication Epidiolex. Epidiolex can treat 2 rare forms of epilepsy that begin in childhood. It's not quite medical marijuana, But it's a strawberry-flavored syrup that is a purified form of a chemical ingredient found in the cannabis plant. But it will not make you high because it's clearly CBD. CBD are the cannabidiol, and it doesn't have THC. THC is the psychedelic component. And so we don't know why, but CBD has reduced seizures in people with epilepsy. So British drug maker GW Pharmaceuticals studied the drug in more than 500 children and adults with hard-to-treat seizures, overcoming numerous legal hurdles, which has stymied research on cannabis, and the FDA officials said the drug did reduce seizures, but it had to be combined with older epilepsy drugs. Now, the FDA has previously approved synthetic versions of other cannabis ingredients, like for severe weight loss in patients with HIV, but Epidiolex is essentially a pharmaceutical-grade version of CBD oil. Some parents are already using that to treat epilepsy. CBD is one of more than 100 chemicals found in marijuana, but it does not contain THC. So, this is huge, and hopefully more. But you see, this, what's huge to me about this, okay, I mean, is people won on this one. Right? Parents have been saying they've been trying things for years on kids. And this anecdotal or testimonial evidence has been poo-pooed by a lot of people. And as a doctor, it's been very difficult for me. Because on one end, I don't want to lose my license not practicing by the guidelines. But on the other end, when a patient says something works, or I'm afraid to, you know, get that injection or get that medication, because X, Y, and Z happened, a small part of me has got to listen. Doctors go through this struggle all the time. People say, well, I had a friend that this happened to, or I had a friend that this happened to. And so, you know, eventually we start to blow things off. I don't want to blow that off. Okay? I don't think the parents are lying all the time. Now, yeah, you do have some crazy people out there. But, boy, do we have a lot of people saying that something did something or something did not or something. And, you know, you have to listen. I told you guys years ago, it was in the 90s, late 90s, and I had to present a case in Journal Club. When you're a resident or a medical student, you have to find an article and talk about it. And I found an article talking about how hormone replacement therapy could increase heart disease in women. And, boy, did everybody in the room blow me off. You know, little girl, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, estrogen helps women, so please. And I go, but here's my thing. If there's one study, that's only one study. All the other studies say it's fine. I go, but if there's just one study and something was found, shouldn't we still listen to it? So I got completely laughed out of the room. And then what happened in 2002? The Women's Health Initiative came out going, some of this HRT could be causing heart disease. Duh. So, you know, having been laughed at because I found one article, when you see something like this, where kids, you know, had been treated by the parents with some marijuana and they said it worked, you know, it meant that somebody listened. It took a private pharmaceutical company to listen, and it took years of trying to legalize marijuana to get this to happen, but it worked. Now, here's the only problem with this. We don't want parents experimenting on their kids. We don't want parents giving them illegal drugs. Even if marijuana becomes legal globally, we do not want parents giving their kids marijuana. So there is a huge push for us to come up with pharmaceuticals correctly. And by the way, if you notice, this Epidiolex, it's only limited to patients with Dravet and Lennox-Gastaut syndromes. These are two rare forms of epilepsy. True, some doctors will say, oh, yeah, I used it for regular epilepsy or regular seizures, and it worked. But this medication is not for everybody's seizure. Plus, it has to be used with other seizure medication. So we need to be extremely careful with parents going, okay, I can't afford the medication, so I'll just give them marijuana. No. You can't. You'll probably get in trouble for child abuse because you're not treating the patient. So, they say the typical family using CBD to treat childhood epilepsy spends about $1,800 a year. The medication may cost $25,000 a year. So this is tough. We need insurance to cover it. The DEA may have to formally reclassify CBD into a different category of drugs that have federal medical approval. Now, GW Pharmaceuticals does make the drug in the UK from cannabis plants that are specially bred to contain high levels of CBD. And the company plans to continue importing the medicine, bypassing certain U.S. regulations on this. So it's a huge step, but we need to be very, very careful as we move forward. I am for the legalization of marijuana, as long as it's methodical, we have the logistics in place, and we don't have kids getting their hands on it or people trying to substitute that for real medicine. Yes, it may one day be considered real medicine, but it has to be tested, and we have to know what we're getting. Meanwhile, the Denver Post, and again, it's coming out of Denver, Colorado was the first state to legalize, saying marijuana addiction is real and it's rising. Now, they talk about cases of teenagers being addicted, and they talk about how people are unaware of marijuana addiction. It is a well-defined disorder. You have physical withdrawal symptoms. Remember we talked about cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, where people need to take a shower, a hot shower to, you know, relieve symptoms, and, you know, smoking marijuana helps your symptoms go, or actually lessening the marijuana makes your symptoms go away, because it's not a withdrawal. It's that they smoke so much marijuana, they get this cluster of symptoms. And even in Colorado, they're saying that marijuana addiction is on the rise. Now, why? Well, just what we heard. GW Pharmaceuticals in UK is breeding plants that have higher levels of CBD. So the Denver Post is talking about how maybe it's the increasing potency of genetically engineered plants and the use of concentrated products. More users are partaking multiple times a day. So there should be no controversy about the existence of marijuana addiction. The other thing, too, is the marijuana today is a lot stronger than the marijuana of the 60s. And the more people think they could use it, the more people will. Plus, you have people around you using it, so you have secondhand exposure. They say the percentage of people who become addicted to marijuana is estimated at 9% of all users. 17% of them start in adolescence. It's higher in those who develop a dependence, obviously. Northern California, some addiction treatment practitioners say they're seeing a huge surge in demand for help. Now, they say marijuana's estimated rate of addiction is still lower than cocaine and alcohol and heroin, but the marijuana dependence tends to develop slowly. So you can become addicted quickly or over months or years. And marijuana overdose, you can have the chills, sweats, cravings, insomnia, loss of appetite, nausea, anxiety, irritability, just like withdrawal. 2.7 million Americans currently meet the diagnostic criteria for being dependent on marijuana, and that's going to continue. So, where are we at? Well, we're trying to shunt people over to marijuana to get them off opioids. I don't think it's a good idea. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.